Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
During the pandemic, you couldn't travel, you couldn't go to restaurants, couldn't get your haircut. You spent all the money on home refurnishings and online. And those businesses are now coming back to the normal trend, and the services are coming back up. So we're probably in the eighth inning, but we're still in the COVID recovery.
United CEO Scott Kirby on the COVID-19 scars to an airline industry fighting back for consumer dollars.
Hybrid work makes every weekend a holiday. What we see is people that always had plenty of disposable income to travel now have the freedom from a time perspective, and they're the ones that are traveling more.
Is travel set for takeoff, or are the fears of a looming recession causing turbulence?
If I didn't watch CNBC in the morning, which I do, the word recession wouldn't be in my vocabulary, just looking at our data. I mean, you just can't see it in our data.
I'm CNBC producer Katie Kramer. Squawk Pod reports United Scott Kirby begins right now. For the past several years of the COVID-19 pandemic, most Americans put their plans to travel, for work, for fun, to see family and friends, on hold. Previously busy airports were quiet, and the world's airlines lost $137 billion in 2020. For 3 years, 2020, 21, and 22, the global airline industry did not make a profit.
Showing all the misery, huh?
Yeah. It's not too bad right now, though.
No,
but things may be starting to look up. Almost 2 million people passed through U.S. airport checkpoints on the critical Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's just shy of the number 2.6 million in the before times of 2019. United is one of the largest carriers in the U.S. The $14 billion airline is run by former pilot Scott Kirby. He and his peers have forecast that their industry is returning to strength in 2023. Fares are up, a nationwide pilot shortage, a delay in delivery of new planes ordered, higher fuel costs. All that, plus the pent-up demand from pandemic-wary travelers, has allowed the airlines to consistently raise prices. Scott Kirby attended this week's gathering of CEOs convened by the Business Roundtable. Some 200 chief executives that collectively employ one in four American workers and hold up 24% of our country's GDP.
Scott.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for coming in.
This interview was recorded on location at the Business Roundtable annual meeting in Washington, D.C. Scott Kirby sat down with CNBC Squawk Box anchors Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin.
We've got some soaring costs. They have not stopped consumers, though, from traveling at or near pre-pandemic levels. For more on all this, I want to bring in United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby. Well, thank you for joining us. When you fly in, which airport do you fly to?
I flew into Dulles this time.
Dulles.
I use both DCA and Dulles.
So help us, though. We all think the economy is in a very challenged spot,
yeah.
And yet the traveling has not stopped.
Yeah, look, I think for us, we're still setting records. And I think we're probably going to have a mild, we're basically a mild recession induced by the Fed. But there's another trend that's happening, which is there was this over-indexing to hard goods away from services. During the pandemic, you couldn't travel, you couldn't go to restaurants, couldn't get your hair cut. You spent all the money on home refurnishings and online. And those businesses are now coming back to the normal trend, and the services are coming back up. So we're probably in the eighth inning, but we're still in the COVID recovery. So it feels really good if you're in the services.
Is there any sign that things are shifting at all?
No,
so when you say that there's going to be a recession, is that just because everybody else says there's going to be a recession? Or is that because you see some numbers that say, okay, the dashboard's flashing red?
I spent the weekend here in D.C., and when I talked to people in politics, I started saying, if I didn't watch CNBC in the morning, which I do, the word recession wouldn't be in my vocabulary, just looking at our data. I mean, you just can't see it in our data.
They're going to cause one. You see the Delta pilots?
Yep.
So look, I think that's actually for us, for the big airlines, that's good news. It's
a really rich deal. But I guess they're not. They deserve it. But was it? 35%.
34%. But it also, what's happened because there's a pilot shortage in the airline industry. We have real cost convergence going on. Low cost carriers used to pay their employees less and use that to have lower fares. They can't hire people now unless they get really close to being competitive with us. And what that means is, it winds up being like oil has been historically a pass-through. Now, from an inflation perspective, that's an
issue. But in the warped mind of the Fed, that just means they got to go further to make sure that they...
Yeah, I mean, actually, I read this morning Fed Governor Waller, you know, talking about this phenomenon of companies having to give pay raises, then needing to raise prices, and that's how... Right.
In terms of your ability to continue to raise prices, though, on seats, for example, are you seeing any shift at all? I mean, look, we were talking to Andy Jassy last week from Amazon. He was saying people who used to buy, you know, a really big TV, they might be trying to find a marginally cheaper TV.
So here's what's happening for us. We've got, first, airfares, if you went back 10 to 15 years, in real terms, are still 40% lower. Mm-hmm. Prices have really come down. So we're coming up from a low bottom. But the second thing that's happening is this hybrid work makes every weekend a holiday. People that always had the money to travel, people that work in Manhattan, you know, but they used to be tethered to their desk Monday to Friday, 9 to 6. They couldn't go away on weekend. Now they can leave on a Wednesday, Thursday, work remotely. So what we see is people that always had plenty of disposable income to travel now have the freedom from a time perspective, and they're the ones that are traveling more. I think there really is a structural change for air travel
What about business travel? Is that coming back? Because that's the more profitable.
That's the flip side of the remote stuff.
I mean, people don't go to... I think the old metrics are probably wrong because, you know, you see people doing what I just described. You see people that that traded a two-hour daily commute into San Francisco by car for a once-a-month two-hour commute by air. They live in Boise and come back to the office once a month. So business travel is really, it's hard to call what it is. But our data that we look at, you know, feels like business travel, and this is probably indicative of pre-recessionary kind of behavior, has plateaued, even though our total revenues are still going up. We think there's probably more room to run on it once people have more confidence about the
economy. What does that mean for profitability? Because, again, the business travel was always the most profitable.
So we're going to, in the fourth quarter, our guidance, you know, was we're basically back to 2019 profit margins, which was near an all-time high for us. So we're, even with recessionary environment, even with high fuel prices, you know, we're coming back to near all-time record profit margins. I mean, it really have been structural. One, I think demand is structurally higher in the aviation industry. Supply is structurally lower because of, it's not just supply. Boeing, Airbus are behind, air traffic control. Structurally, supply is lower, higher demand. Econ 101, that's really good.
Do you feel like everyone's got their act together now, finally on schedule?
All the big airlines do. And the FAA's done a really great job, too. I mean, we're much more day-to-day at a higher senior level, you know, focused on making sure that there's enough air traffic controllers. And every airline, you know, has essentially we're carrying more people. But I think that, you know, we're going to be doing that.
You're at what for international? And people have not been to Europe in three years, most people. And that's a big pent-up thing. I know it is.
Yeah, so United was unique because we didn't retire any of our wide-body aircraft. We grew this summer 25 to 30% across the Atlantic, and it was great.
Back to best summer ever. Are you at 70% of the peak?
Oh, no, we're 100
no way.
25% of the peak.
From the best it's ever been.
It's the best it's ever been. Now, China is still closed, but China is really the last market in the world that's really close.
You fly any jets over there that have this just the seats to Europe, or are they all the pods?
We have some of both.
You don't have all pods?
Don't have all pods.
Are you working
You can buy pods.
Are you working on it? Right. Are you working on it? You got to convert all the planes, Scott. You got to.
You just bought a stake in a battery company.
Yeah.
What's that about?
So we are the leader in sustainability efforts for global aviation. More sustainable aviation fuel commitments than all the rest of the world's airlines combined, electric aircraft, batteries. What we're really trying to do on some of this is it's not about what the technology is going to do for us tomorrow. It's about finding the people that are at the leading edge of technology on sustainability and being involved and knowing what's happening, that we can help shape what the future is going to look like and what the next
generation. So these are not investments that you think pay off directly in terms of actually use cases?
Well, they're not. This one in particular is not. There are some use cases for the airline, but it's more about how can you be at the leading edge of battery technology and figure out the next set of use cases. Okay. I mean, we're making these investments. We think we're going to make money. You know, we know they're not going to all work out like any private, like any kind of private equity investment. They're not going to all work out, but some of them are going to work out really well. But it's also, you know, from my perspective, being in with founders, with people that are really at the leading edge, and understanding what's happening at a detailed level that'll let us get ahead of the future.
Scott Kirby of United. See you in the air, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
Thank you for listening to this special Squawk Pod Reports. It's part of a series we've been rolling out this week, featuring exclusive interviews with leaders of America's biggest companies. Tomorrow, another CEO conversation with Greg Hayes from aerospace and defense contractor Raytheon. He weighs in on the Russian invasion of Ukraine and much more.
What Mr. Putin did in February of this year was stupid. He didn't understand where the West was. He didn't understand how NATO and the U.S. was going to stand up to the Russians and provide what I consider to be incredible levels of support. So having a strong defense, it's essential. The world's not going to get safer tomorrow.
Raytheon's Greg Hayes. Check it out wherever you're listening now. Have a great day.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.